Next, we turn to Robert Wilson. He was the legendary bass player for the Gap Band, and he, too, died just last weekend. Now, you remember the Gap Band.
You were the
remember this, but the Gap Band stands for Greenwood, Archer, and Pine Street Band. It was formed in the late 1960s by teen siblings Charlie, Ronnie, and preteen Robert Wilson. Robert was just 14 years old when the band gained acclaim in Tulsa, Oklahoma. By the early 1980s, it had a number of top 10 singles that included Early in the Morning, Outstanding, and You Dropped the Bomb on Me. Joining us to remember Uncle Robert Wilson is Los Angeles-based music journalist and friend of the musician, Stephen Ivory. He comes to us from NPR West. Stephen, thank you so much for being with us, and our condolences to you also.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for saying that.
You know, you don't usually think of Oklahoma as being a hotbed of R&B and funk talent.
Watch out now.
I know. But I am wondering how the forces align that this bass player from Tulsa became known as the godfather of bass guitar.
Well, you know, there is just a lot of music, all types of music going on in Oklahoma. There is jazz, there is country and western, of course, there is soul, rock and roll, there's just lots of things. And when you're in a place like Oklahoma where, you know, everything is kind of separated in many ways, you have to take in a little bit of everything. And that's what the Gap Band did. They, you know, started out working with the country rocker Leon Russell, and they played behind him. But they, you know, when they were playing on their own, they were playing R&B and funk. So, you know, they were able to do a little bit of everything.
Let me play a little bit of the 1979 tune Shake. And then after we play a little bit, maybe you could tell us what makes this track so identifiable as Robert Wilson.
Get it, Robert.
At the end of this song, I guess about the last minute or so, this was where Robert came in with just a devastating solo. And that was where he made his mark. When he introduced this solo that he did, he just made that bass sing. You know, Robert had a certain technique that was rooted in gospel and what he did was basically make that bass talk with the slapping and thumping sounds.
Now, you knew Robert Wilson in a way that many of us won't have the chance to do. Of course, we can all appreciate his music. So how are you going to remember him?
Well, I'm just going to remember him as someone who just loved the music. He loved the funk genre. He liked all types of music. And it's just a shame that he was on his way back. He was in the process of making a new record on his own when he left us.
And we are so sad about that. So what music should we play when we want to think about Robert Wilson? What should we play?
Well, you definitely want to play Shake for that solo. And you definitely want to listen to a lot of the Gap Band stuff. But you also want to listen to someone like DJ Rogers, who Robert also recorded with playing bass. DJ Rogers was someone else out of the Lonnie Simmons Total Experience fold in the 70s. And you want to listen to that stuff as well.
Okay. I think what also we'll do in tribute to him is we'll play a little bit of Outstanding as we let you go. Music journalist Stephen Ivory remembering Robert Wilson, bass player and founding member of the Gap Band. And he joined us from our studios at NPR West. Thank you, Stephen Ivory. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me so much, Michelle.